Why are these people subjecting themselves to this crazy exercise?
You're awful!
They're building their emotional endurance because they desperately long for a chance at this.
Chippy!
Possible superstardom on American Idol.
I mean, everything about it was grotesque.
A chance at love on The Bachelorette.
No, I can't.
Or maybe just a good old catfight on Flava of Love.
Splash me, bitch!
Yes, it seems these days everyone wants a piece of reality TV.
I love reality TV. I think my personality will be great for a reality show.
The hope is the fame will actually last, and for a lucky few, it has. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, a Survivor alum, has become a star on The View.
I just don't understand why it's my fault.
And Jennifer Hudson crooned her way from an American Idol nobody to Oscar gold.
Look what God can do.
Perhaps you could be the next reality show superstar if only you had some coaching.
Good. Bring it in. Let it out.
Welcome to the New York reality TV school.
Let out a little bit of noise, breath.
Where extroverts, hams, and dreamers have come to free their inhibitions and get comfortable in front of TV cameras so they can hopefully one day land that make-it-or-break-it role.
Well, I am a dermatologist, and I came here to learn how to present myself on camera.
I'm a firefighter and an improviser, and I came to check it out.
Being of a certain age, I wanted to portray on reality shows how a sexy woman does it in reality TV.
Feet shoulder length apart. Let's just put our hands on our hips and roll your hips.
The school is the brainchild of acting coach Robert Galinsky. The seminars cost $139 a pop. And the curriculum is all about, quote, being real.
The cameras that are in this room, soon enough, you're going to forget they're there.
I'm coaching them to be themselves, to be clear about what makes them unique.
He also teaches confidence and strategy. He calls this exercise the perp walk. By the way, it feels absolutely awful.
We have them walk through that line and have to build up some emotional immunity to what's going on because it's very much like on a reality show.
The yelling and the cameras were too much for one woman. She actually broke down while we were there. And the pressure led another man to literally explode.
No, it's I mean, you got metrosexual perfect guy here insulting me as I walk past him. You got, you know, cheerleader over here. You got college girl. We're Boy Scout over here.
It tends to be the craziest people that win, so it's almost like you teach them how to be themselves in their most crazy form.
To be comfortable with yourself in your most crazy form, definitely a part of it.
Galinsky even corralled an impressive group of D-list reality celebs to give the students tips. Among them is his star student, Jorge Bendersky. Just months ago, Jorge was an average New York dog groomer, but he felt he had TV potential.
I'm good at what I do. I'm funny.
So when you heard cable channel Animal Planet was doing a competitive reality show for dog groomers,
I was like, oh my God, that is just screaming my name.
He just knew it was his destiny.
I was so excited until I really tried to do the auditioning thing. That was a disaster.
So we hired Robert Galinsky for coaching, and the rest is TV history. Jorge made it to the final three on Groomer Has It.
Groomers, the judges have made their decision.
He didn't win the cash prize, but he did win a little bit of fame.
I'm Jorge, as usual. I'm Jorge. Hey. Who knows? Maybe I do have a future in the entertainment industry. You know, grooming dogs with Jorge. Jorge-licious. Let's make the dogs Jorge-licious.
Yeah, okay. For now, he's doling out tips to other wannabes at the reality school.
Once they get the show they need, they're out of you. And then you can concentrate on the challenge.
The class also preps them to be comfortable with emotional castmates. Remember her?
I'm sorry I had a breakdown. Just wanted to let you know that I was hired by New York Reality School to do my little stint.
And that guy, he was a hired plant too.
There are obstacles and stressful moments that cast members also bring on. The calmer you are, the clearer your head is, the better your decisions will be.
If you think this school is a bunch of baloney, casting agent Risa Tinania says reality TV is a serious business.
People who want to
either be in the spotlight or have a story to tell or have a name to sell or whatever it is, this is a very serious avenue.
So here are the top tips you can't live without. Number one, don't perform. Be yourself.
If I wanted an actor, I would hire an actor. So don't song and dance me.
Number two, be open about personal issues.
You've got to always be ready to be on the surface with your personal issues, whatever they are. People are not asked to come on to reality shows to be private and reclusive.
Number three, be camera pretty.
I don't like shiny people on TV. I don't like shiny foreheads.
Number four, speak in sound bites to increase your airtime.
Just train yourself to always include the question on your answer. Sound bites are so important because that's what people is going to remember.
And finally, number five, be a hero.
Your future is going to go God knows where. You want to be likable.
Maybe if you're likable enough, a little of the fame will last.
Jorge Licious is going global.
That's the funny thing about getting bit by a little bit of fame.
I get to have my celebrity picture.
Makes a lot of people yearn for a little bit more. I'm Gigi Stone for Nightline in New York.